Getting an update from Senator Chuck Grassley on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman. As we all know, the government is shut down, and they have voted 13 times to reopen, and 13 times that vote has failed. This poses a significant problem when talking about SNAP payments. That deadline recently just passed, and Senator Grassley says this leaves many families across the United States and Iowa with very little options.
42 million Americans rely upon federal government for food assistance, including 131,000 Iowa families. I think that would add up to about 400,000 individuals. Unfortunately, these families are facing uncertainty because Democrats' government shut down. Iowans are suffering painful consequences. I get calls into my office of people that realize there's no money in their food stamp credit card or debit card to buy food. It's kind of a tough call to take into the office. We had a report yesterday of one mother in Marion, Iowa, bursting into tears at the cash register when she realized she wouldn't be able to afford groceries for her family when she presented her debit card to the cashier. There wasn't any money in it. Kind of a rude awakening when you got a cart full of groceries, maybe for the whole month.
He says his office has been in contact with several organizations to help mitigate some situations like what he just described.
Now, my office has been in contact with food banks in Iowa. These food banks are reporting the number of people seeking assistance has roughly doubled. The Department of Agriculture is going to tap into emergency funds to provide a limited amount of food stamps, but this funding is not enough to fully fund food stamps for November. So, quite obviously, it's a temporary Band-Aid. The real solution is to open government, and reopening government is a vote that I've cast 13 times that would not only open up the government, but we wouldn't have this SNAP problem that I've been talking about and you know about. The large majority of Democrats, meaning all but three, have voted against food assistance and government funding. I have voted 13 times, as I told you, for the opening government up. Let's hope that this week Democrats will exercise some common sense and finally reach a bipartisan consensus to fund the government.
And on another note, a while back we were talking about how the government was going to maybe put out some aid for farmers due to commodity prices. With the new trade agreement with China, Grassley says that aid is still essential.
It is still essential, without a doubt. And all I can report to you is what I've heard in the past, that they're getting ready to put a plan out, and the figures I've heard is somewhere between $10 and $13 billion.
Again, that's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman.